Let us pray.
Father,
we have confessed and professed that what you cannot do does not exist. Because you are the Almighty God. Because you are the Supreme God. Beside thee, there is no other God. You can kill and you can make alive. And you can make a way where there seems to be no way. Hence, we, your people, are in your presence, worshiping you, lifting up holy hands unto you. Holy Spirit, please continue to help us, even as we worship God. Continue to speak to us, even as we worship God. Take control of the preaching this morning. Those of us in the sanctuary, those of us in our different homes, and those that will listen to the service again, please take control. In Jesus' name we pray. Say a better amen. Look at your neighbor, left and right, and say, good morning. God bless you. And you may be seated. Wow. Please help me put your hands together for the choir. And put your hands together for the band. I am so glad that I'm part of this choir. I'm part of the church. I'm so excited. Every day, I thank God for your lives. Before I bring the message this morning, I just want to quickly make a correction. I was reviewing the service last Sunday, and I noticed that I made a wrong quotation of the scriptures. I talked about Paul that was not moved by what he was going through. I must quote, I say it was in Acts 24 and verse 10, while actually it's in Acts 20 and verse 24. So please accept my... mistake and forgive. I'll be taking my Bible reading from the scriptures in Matthew 25 and verse 40. Matthew 25 verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. The title of this morning's message is Keep Rendering Service. Keep Rendering Service. By the way, put your hands together for the technical department. And that's not the reason why you should not come to church, okay? Let's say you are having the vibes at home. God bless you. Rendering service. The statement of Jesus Christ in the verse we just read is the foundational principle of rendering service. You see, people of God, your services to humanity is considered as a service unto the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ said, we will get back to the whole story, that feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and those in the prison are services rendered unto him. That is to say, Church of God, there is nothing anyone does, whether good or bad, that is that will go unnoticed by the Almighty God, who is a recorder and also a rewarder. Keep rendering service. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, Colossians 3, 23 and 24, it says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it how? Heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ." Ye serve the Lord Christ. Therefore, as a Christian, bear it in mind that your services, your givings, your praise, your worship, your sacrificial givings are not unto men, but unto the Lord your God. Hence, you should be cheerful when you are doing what you are doing for your God. You should cheerfully do it, whether in the secular world or in the religious world. The job you do, whether as a medical personnel, as an IT guy, as a tailor, fashion designer, as a teacher, as a lawyer, even as an handyman, so on and so forth, as services rendered to humanity, even though you earn an income. And that is why members of the military, they are not called workers. They see them as rendering services to the nation. See beyond earning an income. See what you do as a service to humanity. And that is why the role you are playing in heaven's glorious embassy, whatsoever capacity, whatsoever department, it doesn't matter how little you are doing in heaven's glorious embassy, you should see it as a service unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Your missionary works within the country and outside the country are services rendered unto Jesus Christ. See it, for that is what it is. That is how heaven see what you do. Because apart from the wages that you earn, when you do what you do unto the Lord, heavenly reward are waiting for you. Because our God is no respecter of persons. And that is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58, look up. You know, in those days, I'm still a young Christian. When the pastor quotes a scripture, everybody is going there. But nowadays, even if the pastor says, "Open to book of Nebuchadnezzar," people will still be saying, "Okay, what is he saying?" Okay? So even if you are not opening your Bible, but follow. Okay? Look at your neighbor and say, "Pastor, say, follow." Where did I just quote? It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain." Where? In the Lord. See that secular job you're doing, even though you earn an income, see it as unto the Lord. Apart from your income, God will bless you, for the blessings of the Lord Did what or does what? Maketh rich and does not have sorrow to eat. And generally speaking, brethren, people work to earn an income so that they will be able to meet up with their financial obligations. That is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Yet, there are those, even though they earn an income, they found fulfillment. They find fulfillment putting smiles upon people's faces. That is what gives them joy. That they are meeting up the needs of people. They are making people happy. That when someone comes, even though they are going to earn an income, when somebody comes to them in their place of work and they hear or see the person rejoicing, bubbling with joy, grinning from ear to ear, that's what gives them fulfillment, even though they are going to be paid. So what do? You just earn an income. And that is why when you see a medical personnel doing her job or his job in the medical field as unto the Lord and not earning income alone, you will see it all over them. They treat people with dignity and with honor. When you see such medical personnel, they are patient with their patients. That's why they are not called people. They are called patients. So you have to be patient with your patients. It is only those who don't do their work to earn an income. We have a lot of them in the country where I live, or I used to live. They will say, hey, turn your back and open your... Look, I don't have time for you. With the fight, the way they will point the needle, I don't have time for you. And the way they will chook, what is chook? They are not doing their job as unto the Lord. There are some nurses, by the time they chook you in jail, what is chook? You will not even know they have gone in and out. I remember they were doing something with my teeth. There was a nurse beside me rubbing my back. Sorry. I was sweating like this. Sorry. I tell you, they are doing it not for money alone. Keep rendering service as unto the Lord. When you see an usher doing it as unto the Lord, they are not traffic warders. They are not last man. No, they do it with care. And if only follow what they are telling you to do. I'm talking about the ushers. You may meet your wife or your husband along the line. You know what I'm talking about? These are the people that even though they earn their wages doing their job, God gives them a tip. And that's why you can be doing the same job and you find out that this person is just pushing on and moving forward and upward. It's because you are doing it for wages, but they are doing it as unto the Lord. And it's a rewarder because it's a recorder. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap. Keep rendering service. You know the story in Luke 10, technical department, this is just a new one. Luke 10, 31 through to 33, you know the story. I'll read the first verse there, verse 31, Luke 10, 31. It says, and by chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. Okay, priest. Okay, that's pastor. And likewise, the Levite, those who are supposed to be of the Lord, when he was at the, let me read it very well. And likewise, the Levite, when he was at the place, somebody say at the place of rendering service, at the place of rendering help, came and looked at him. This is not an Igbo man now. This is not a Yoruba man. This is not an Hausa man. This doesn't even look like a Nigerian. That's what he looked at him. This person groaning for help. This person needs a service. And passed on the other way, on the other side. But a nobody, a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, saw the same thing that pastor saw, saw the same thing that the worker in the church saw. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. You can do your work with compassion, sir, if you are doing it unto the Lord. You see the way there's this guy in this church. When you see him clean your floor, when you see him clean your floor, when you invite him to your house to clean your floor, the way he cleaned the carpet, you want to lick it. He's not doing it just, let me just finish. No, he does, you can see that he does it with a passion. Let me see how clean the carpet is. See carpet. See. Without any monitoring, because the monitor is there. He's a recorder and a rewarder. Do what you do as unto the Lord. There's a brother in this church. He goes to where people are afraid to go, and with his own money, because he's doing it unto the Lord. He's not waiting for any applaud from anybody. It's unto the Lord. The Levite saw a problem to be solved. The priest saw a need to be met, but they walk away. And Jesus Christ, among these three, who did the will of God? Just money. Everything no be money. I tell you, because money fails. And it can fail. But what does not fail is the services you render. Keep rendering service. And that is why when you see a pastor that is shepherding, that is pastoring the people as unto the Lord, he empathizes with the people. You don't just say, kneel down, let's pray. God bless you. No, the person needs prayer, but he needs money. Put your hands in the wallet and give him money. That is the starting point. There are times I know the finances of the church. I write my own check, and it's not cheap. Because a need has to be met. That's why they announce it. You don't come to pastor with any challenge and say, "Now, Morocco, that is the cheapest thing I can do. But I'm not doing it unto you, I'm doing it unto the Lord." When you see a pastor that is doing it unto the Lord, he's always in the midst of the sheep. Look at the shepherd. Do you see a shepherd somewhere at this? No, he's in the midst. That's why I said the sheep, they know my voice. How? He's always with them. He's always with them. It's always with them. That's why people have asked me time and time again, why are you always there for the members of Heaven's Glorious Embassy? I say, I'm just following the chief shepherd that is always touched by the feelings of the sheep. That's why I'm just a phone call away. My office, I operate an open door policy. But because of the size of the church, but we said all things should be done decently and in order. And that's why you have to see the protocol. Before you see me, And if you have a brown envelope, it will be quick. You know I'm kidding, right? Akere, forgive me. I was playing, you know. And that's why you have to see my PA to schedule you. When you call him, he will not turn you down. Because there is a need to be serviced. How can I be your pastor and I'm not there for you? It's not possible. That's why some people call and say, "Pastor, I just lost my credit card. What do I do?" I don't say, "Shut up." No, I say, "Now, have you called the bank?" "Oh, no, I've not." "Call the bank immediately." "Oh, okay. Thank you, Pastor." Keep rendering service. Galatians 6:9-10. It says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing." Because listen, people can take undue advantage of you. But it says, don't be weary in well-doing. "For in due season ye shall reap if we faint not. For as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto men from your village. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith in heaven's glorious embassy and in other churches that are of God." The tendency of getting weary, because people will weary you, including church people. But that does not stop you. God expects you to do good. Because it is good to do good. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Therefore, you should not be weary. Every opportunity that you have to do something to alleviate the suffering and the pains of people, go ahead and do it. Because you are doing it unto the Lord and servicing humanity. Rendering. Keep rendering service. So therefore, what does it mean to render service? It's just to be there for the weak, for those in pain. He said, "Those of all that are strong, we should help the weak. We should render service and services to the weak, putting smiles upon their faces. Because no one will remember you for your material acquisitions." You have a car. Uh-huh. Are you the first? "I have a big home." Big home. How many rooms can you sleep in? "I have plenty." In fact, I just discovered the more clothes you have, the more wahala you have. Ha! I tell you. That's why one person, we just give up clothes. Because it's wahala. And what is wahala? Trouble. If you have few. What should be paramount in your mind is how to render your services. How to put smiles. How to augment people's destiny. Mommy, Pastor, and I, by the grace of God, there no human being that crossed our way, whether as a driver or as a house help, that we treated different from our children. The same food Mommy, Pastor, and I eat, and our children, is the same food. As we are eating, they are eating. Because the reason, they are human beings. We just had the privilege and the opportunity to be slightly better than them. Hence, we have to lift them up by the time we left. House girls went to school and they are doing very well. In fact, one of them is an accountant, chief accountant in a region in Nigeria, in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. One of them working in RON, the university. The Redeemer's University in Nigeria. One of them, house girl. In fact, there's somebody that saw me, was it last Sunday? He said, "Do you know so-and-so, your former driver?" I said, "I remember." He said, "I used to know you with that driver. Today, everything I've done as a tailor, he's now a tailor. He has a musical band in Nigeria, but he was our driver. He still gets in touch with me." That is what people will remember you for. Not all the monies in your bank. By the way, with that money in your bank, what is it there for? To service people. Because the more you use the money to service people, the more God will replenish the source. Say, there is the scattered, and yet he has more. And there is that withheld at Akagom, Akaradite, but yet he tended to poverty. That's why you are stagnated. Nobody is touched by you. Keep rendering service, bro. Keep rendering services. That's why I want to thank God for our Sunday school teachers, our children's teachers. Yes, keep a clap for them. Day and night, they are thinking how to better these children. We thank God for our secular school teachers. Do you know, teachers don't earn more, but they touch destinies. Even though they say teacher's reward is where, but the owner of heaven and earth blesses them here. That's why you find that school teachers, they don't die young. Don't you check out? They don't die young because they are touching lives. They are grooming destinies. They are rendering their services, not because of money. There are some job, they don't go in there because of money, to touch lives. That's why I see the time mommy pastor spend canceling people from morning to night. She said to me, "If I needed money, I know where I'll get my PhD. It's a ministry." And that's why all over the place, in fact, she has to say, "No time, no chance." Because it's out unto the Lord. If you are doing your job, your career, your profession as unto the Lord, God is at the center of your life. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord again. Shout hallelujah. You know the story of Dorcas in the Bible. While she was alive, she was using her tailoring skill to make dresses. Not for anyone, but for widows. For widows. That's what she was just doing. Then death snatched her away from her good works. You know this story very well. You can project it, Tech. Dorcas. They could have buried her. They placed her somewhere. And they invited Peter. They invited who? Huh? Uh-huh, I thought you said Peter. It's Peter. Uh-huh. We could have shipped you back from where you are coming from. The first thing they told who? Peter. Said, "This is the dead body of a good person." And Peter is like, "Peter, come. Look at what she made. Look at her good works." And Peter said, "Let's bring this woman back. Dorcas, Peter, come back. Come and finish your work." That's why I say life is about finish and go. There's an assignment. God, there's nothing God cannot do. The song that what God cannot do does not exist. There are certain things that he has already assigned them to you. There are some people, the Bible says, by chance, there are some people that you came in contact with that you were supposed to lift them up. But instead, you trample them down because they don't look like you. If they look like you, God will not direct them to you. God does not direct a rich man to a rich man. Perchance, the rich man, Lazarus, came his way. Lazarus with sores, but he looked down on him. So there will always be a Lazarus that God will direct your path. Don't look down on him. Because if you look down on him, he say, he that mocketh the poor is mocking his maker. It's not because you are paying your bills on time and there's this brother that cannot. God wants you to render the service. Oh, time. Somebody say time. So she was brought back to life. Acts chapter 9, 39 and 40. Brothers and sisters, be an extension of God's hand and render service. Proverbs 3, 27 and 28. Proverbs 3, 27 and 28 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. You heard that? It says, say not unto thy neighbor, not your countryman, not your church member, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give. It says, when thou hast it with thee. Ah, me, then you change. I don't have change. Oh, no, I have WhatsApp, sir. I have Cash App. Thank you. I have Cash App, sir. Ah, I don't do Cash App. I have Zelle. Zelle, what is Zelle? When you don't want to do things, that's when you don't have. Oh, you have ATM. I tell you, when there is a will, there will always be a way. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now let us quickly look at another aspect of rendering service. 1 Corinthians 7:3. I have to rush now. And the husband, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. And likewise also the wife unto the husband. Husband and wife are expected to render service due to them. There's a service due to them because their bodies belong to each other. Let me tell you, physical intimacy between husband and wife is the lubricant that lubricates marriage. Good talk, right? You understand the physical intimacy? We have some small, small children here. You understand what I'm saying? There's no small child here. Just like you take your car for regular service, your husband, your wife needs that kind of service. Yeah, tell him if he's, tell her. When you take your car for servicing, the mechanic will look at every aspect of the car. And that's why you should look at every aspect of your wife's life and service it when it needs servicing. You're not supposed to ignore it as a husband. This area of my wife needs servicing. You service it. If you find out that your wife needs money, give her your debit card. That is a service. If you find out that your husband needs money, give him your debit card. Give him the PIN number. Okwaya, give him the PIN number. You're servicing his need. Service the need of your children. Render service. And God will continue to supply. It does not diminish the mechanic to service your car. It increases knowledge. Every problem you bring, brought. Which one? You bring to him, and it's new. It increases his knowledge. Because he will go and do research, and you have increased, your problem have increased his knowledge. Every problem you solve increases, it increases you. So don't run away from problem. The world is about problem solving. The services you render makes you relevant. The services you render, they will be determined by the income you earn. Life is about solving problems. Do you know that most CEOs, they are not very smart, but they are smart to employ smart people to solve problems. That's what corporate America is about. Keep rendering service. I have to jump now. Let me jump this thing. With this, I will close. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Keep rendering service. Another fundamental principle of rendering service is the kind of service you render to who? To yourself. Galatians 5:14 says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Brothers and sisters, you come first when it comes to the issue of rendering service. You should never ignore the services you need. A lot of us, we service our cars, our vehicles, more than we service ourselves. Your body is a vehicle that moves you all over the place. Just like the way your vehicle light will pop up. Maintenance soon. After I say maintenance is due. You know you don't ignore that. A lot of us, the reason you are going through what you are going through is because you are not maintaining. You are not servicing your body. You must render service to yourself, number one, by loving you. By taking good care of yourself. By eating well and eating on time. A lot of us, you prepare your ofu lubu and akpu 11 p.m. After you finish, before you finish, you are yawning. And the next thing you go to bed. That is eating badly. I take, by the grace of God, my last meal around 5 and 6 p.m. And I sleep around 10, 11. About 4 to 5 hours before I sleep. Eating and eating well is servicing yourself. A lot of us, we don't even know how to sleep. You pride yourself. I only sleep 2 hours a day. I don't want to sleep all my life. You better go and consult with Dr. Fatirego. You can't operate well sleeping 2 hours a day. Medically, it's not correct. Spiritually, it's not correct. So I don't know why you think you'll be correct. Look at your neighbor and say, Sleep well. Exercise. I do my exercise every day. You think Mama Pastor doesn't do it? She does it. Even with her walking stick, she does it. You see her on the treadmill. It's a bodily exercise. It profited but a little. A little in the hands of God is what? It's much. Do your medical checkups. It's not a sin. The just shall live by faith. I know that. But faith without work is dead. find time to play. You are too serious. Frowning is not part of holiness. It takes more nerves activity to frown. You engage more of your nerves to frown, but you need few to smile. Oh, yeah, smile. Laugh unto the Lord. Play recreational games. I play games. Clean recreational games. It helps the brain. It activates the brain. I read. I play recreational game. I play some puzzles that are so difficult. I know it is difficult. I'm not challenging. It's not a competition. I am activating the nerves in my brain, the cells in my brain. That is how to service yourself. A lot of us, we don't have time for vacation. No recreation. Walk, walk, walk. I got to walk. I got to pay my bills. You met bills here. After you're gone, bills will still be here. In fact, when you die, the person that are left behind, they will pay the bills. He said a laborer is worthy of his wages. What are you paying yourself for all the struggling? Some of you even thought that you think it's a crime to treat yourself with a good meal, apart from Chinese restaurant. Make Bella just fool. And you are walking. When do you treat yourself? Listen to Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Glory. Listen to him in Mark 6 and verse 31 and 32. Mark 6, 31 and 32. And he, Jesus, said unto them, come ye yourself apart into the desert place and rest a while. Jesus said, rest. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. No leisure. No enjoyment. Jesus Christ said, you know what? This will kill us. Let us escape. And they departed into a desert place by a ship privately, private jet. They paid for it, private jet. Jesus and the disciples, they went on a cruise in a private ship. You know, when you are in the ship and it's private, you relax. That's not where you're going. That's why they forced me into a cruise. Some people, they forced me. The first night, Jesus. That was my first night inside the ship. I was enjoying it until midnight. The thing just started doing like this. I said, nah. I remove my pajamas, I wear clothes. I said, let's go to where everybody is. So if I'm drowning, let me be seeing people. Not inside my room. I forced her to dress up. I said, I they come out here. I dress up. I was holding her. And we came to the center of the ship and we find people just enjoying themselves. I said, okay. Everybody's come here. Let us go back. I come out my cloth, wear pajamas again. Jesus Christ said, people are going in and out here. We have no time for leisure, no time to enjoy. Let us go on a private cruise. And they departed privately, secretly. It's time to take a leap. There's this Norwegian ship called Escape. It's time to escape. And leave the business and the job around. If you die, America, the following week, they will get somebody to do your job. Oh, not the following, right there. Aha. Oh, Jesus Christ. In conclusion, we are saved by faith through grace and not of works. Yet our service or services play a major role in where we end up. I will read the following scripture and we will pray. Shall we rise? Keep rendering service. The recorder is recording and he's going to reward you. Matthew 25 from verse 34. It says, "Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was anhungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the King Jesus shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Then shall he say unto them on the left, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Look, brethren, the day you were born again, God could have transported you to heaven, but he left you here so that you can visit the sick, visit those in prison, help the needy, clothe the naked, help the widow, those that are widows indeed, the scripture says. Help our brethren that I need. Use your office to better the lives of people. Use your opportunity, chief executive officer. You are in the position to employ people. Employ people. You are in the position to elevate people. Elevate them. You are in the position to help the weak. Help. There is a recorder that is recording everything you do. Everything is not about money. You will leave money here. But what you do with people, how you treat people, that are made after the similitude of God, how you treat them, how you empathize with people, how you step low. Jesus Christ, I had no time to read the scripture. Jesus Christ brought himself so low, he tied a towel and went on his knees and was washing the dusty part of the disciples, their feet. And he said, "You call me Lord and Master, but I'm doing this. I'm showing you, giving you an example that as a father, as a master, you have to stoop low and service your home. You have to stoop low and service your marriage. You have to stoop low and service your wife. You have to stoop low and service your husband. You have to stoop low and do the dirty job." That is why we are alive. Because that's what counts at the end of the day. Jesus Christ will say, "I was in prison, you visited me. I was sick, you visited me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you helped me." And they will say, we did it, we do it. He said, "No, as long as you are doing it to Pastor John, to the brothers, to the sisters in the church, you are actually doing it to me, for me." Paul, Saul, Paul, you cannot kick against the prick. Me kicking against the prick. He said, "You are kicking against my brethren, my own." So when you are taking care of a human being, you are taking care of God's property. And he's going to reward you for it. So that's why if you're not born again, the best service you can do for yourself is to say, "Lord Jesus, service my life. My life is faulty. Service my life. Change the sinful habit like the mechanic will change the engine oil, that will change the transmission oil, that he will change the spark plugs, that he will change your brake pads, that he will even rotate your tires After it had traveled for many miles, you have traveled many, many miles without Jesus. You are out of alignment. You need your alignment fixed. Your brake pad has worn out. Your engine oil is now dark and black. For the life of a sinner is dark and black. You have to call on to Jesus that he will use his blood to lubricate your life. He will use his blood to wash you and service you. And you'll be born again. And you'll become a brand new creature because Jesus has just serviced you. So if you're not born again, you need that spiritual servicing that Jesus provides. Bow your head, everyone. If you know you're not born again, this is the time to say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my life. Come and cleanse me. Wash me with your blood. If there's anyone in the house, you know you're not born again. Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? Just lift it up. I won't call you forward. You know you're not born again. Your life is dark, like the engine oil of a car that have been driven over miles. If you're there at home, you know you're not born again. This is the time to invite him to your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me clean. Wash me clean with your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards the altar. Stretch your hands towards the altar. By chance, this needy person was presented to the Levite and to the priest. Only a stranger was able to help. With your hands stretched toward the altar, say, Father, we're praying now. Say, Father, I thank you for the opportunity you have given unto me to serve. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. I join you with your mouth. I thank you for the opportunity you have granted unto me to be a pastor to this great assembly, to be a Christian. I thank you for the opportunity to serve in different areas of Christendom. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Oh, dear Father, I thank you for the privilege you gave me to serve in heaven's glorious embassy, to serve in that department as an usher, as an holy police, as a children department, as a choir, as an instrumentalist. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege. Begin to pray. Don't be quiet. Begin to pray. Say, oh Lord, take me further and deeper in love and to serve you. Begin to pray and say, oh Lord, take me further and deeper in love and in serving you. Begin to pray, oh Lord Jesus, take me further and deeper in the love of Jesus, deeper and deeper in the service of Jesus. Oh, we are praying. Say, Father, let your purpose be fulfilled in my life. Your purpose to serve, may it be fulfilled in my life. My purpose to serve my community, to serve in that corporate America. Father God, I pray, let it be fulfilled. My purpose in life will be fulfilled. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look up. Just a minute, son. Somebody asked me, Pastor John, what did you do to the general overseer of this church? During my 70th birthday, he made a statement and said, I thank God for the day you came into my life. I will never forget you. I was just rendering service. It is the service you render that people will not forget. I tell you. If a great man of God like Papa Adeboye can say thanks, he's thanking God the day I came into his life. It could have been the other way around. But all he's talking, he says, I thank God for your kind heart. I'm going to repost that video again. I thank God for your kind heart. It is kind heart that allows you to serve people. You become a footmat for people to trample upon, provided they are reaching their goal. I was shocked. Keep on serving, brother. Keep on serving, sister. The recorder is recording. Clap your hands and say, Father, I rebuke the spirit of ignorance of the value of service to humanity. I rebuke the spirit of ignorance of the value of service to humanity. Jesus Christ said, you are doing it to me. You are doing it for me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If it is comfortable for you, brethren, just hold the hand of that person beside you. If it is comfortable, if you are comfortable doing it, hold the hands of that brother and look up. Do you know it comes a time that the company you work for, they are the one who service your life. They service your home. They service your car. They service everything. They are ready to do everything for you because they know that where you are well, they are well. Even though they have the ability and the capability to do everything, but they know that the role you play in helping this corporation, you have to be well. That's why God said in Exodus 23, verse 25, Exodus 23, 25 and 20, it says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and bless thy water. And he said, I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. Why? Because he knows that you are rendering services, that you are his hands, you are his feet, you are his eyes. You are meeting the needs of people. You are not allowing people to castigate him, as it were. You are not allowing people to say, where is this God? But before they say, where is this God? You say, listen, there is a servant of God here. I want to service you. What is the need? I need this, I need that. That's what we do in Heaven's Glorious Embassy. We don't want you to look up and say, where is this God? No, we want to say, we are not God, but we are his hands, we are his feet. We are his hands, we are his feet, we are his eyes. What is the need? And that's why I want to thank you, every member of this church, for how you contribute to the need of the people. Though we have not gotten there, but you are helping. You are helping. People will cry and say, I just lost my job, and I have to pay my rent. I don't say, okay, God bless you, my daughter. God bless. No, I don't do that. There's a place for prayer, and there's a place for action. Action. Shake body. Be part of the problem. We are a family. We are in this together. A church that is not a family should be discarded. This is a family. This is a family of God. This is a household of faith. We don't look away like the priest. We don't look away like the Levite. We solve the problem. The Samaritan took this wounded person, took him to a hospital, to an inn, and said, well, I didn't plan for this. Here is money. Take care of this person. I am coming back. Anything that cost you to take care of this person, I will pay. That is what the church should be. You don't have a pastor that is here to just collect your money and jump. Hey, I feel all right. No, sir. I can't feel all right when you are not all right. Everything in my power, by the grace of God, I will do it. You have to be all right in the presence of God. I represent God in Heaven's Glorious Embassy. I can't look away. I can't. I cannot. My temperament will not allow me. My commitment to the things of God will not allow me. If you fall, we will fall with you and lift you up and clean you up and say, go ahead, brother. We don't throw babies with the bath water. Because tell me, who are you that you are standing? You're standing by the grace of God. We're at this church, we don't kill a wounded soldier. We drag that soldier to base. That's where we're going to. We are not encouraging you to go to sin. But if you make a mistake, we are there with you. We are there for you. That is how to render services. Clap your hands. Don't clap. I said you should hold your hands. Please hold those hands. Still hold those hands. Okay. Begin to pray for that brother now. Father, bless his bread. Bless his water. Bless his bread. Bless his water. Take away sickness from the midst of him. Take away sickness. Take away barrenness. take away. He said, none shall cast their yoke. Come against the spirit of miscarriage. Come against the spirit of sudden death. Come against the spirit of premature death. We are a church. He said, I will take sicknesses away from you. He said, the numbers of your days I will fulfill because you are servicing. Because you are servicing humanity. Because you are servicing humanity. You are helping humanity. You will not die but live. Pray for that brother. Pray, prayer, brother. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You will not die, but live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. God will bless your bread. God will bless your water. You will not cast your yoke. No more miscarriages. No more barrenness. He said, the days, your days shall be fulfilled in peace and in plenty. You shall go unto your fathers in peace and be buried in a good old age. You are coming back. Because you are servicing the body of Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give somebody a hard high five and say, keep rendering service.